Bank of Cardiff, this is Matt.
Hello there, Matt. This is Rowdy. Johnson, I'm calling to get a loan. Wanna get a loan from y'all, and I'll hear about your rates. See what kind of rates y'all got.
Yeah, definitely. You said your name was?
It's Rowdy. Rowdy Johnson.
Well, nice talking to you, Rowdy. Okay, sure. Yeah. Well, we got a couple of different programs. We do both equipment and we do both working capital. Our equipment financing is like a traditional loan. You know, think of a typical car loan. You set up a 2 to 5 year term, monthly payments, and typically rates start in the mid single digits. Now, with our working capital side of things, it's a fairly new program. Lets you access more cash than the typical lines of credit. And we base that on sales. And generally, we can free up about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. So, which program are you thinking about?
Well, maybe. I'll tell you what I want to do here. I got a drug and alcohol rehabilitation center out here. So I got this residential care center full of druggies and drunks, you know, trying to get them in line over here. And you know, I had this energy audit. They did this energy audit. I never heard of such a thing myself. But it turns out that I'm spending, you know, $8,000 a month. On are you okay, son? You sound like you're having a little bit of a tough time breathing.
No, I'm perfectly fine.
Oh, okay. So it turns out this energy audit, they say I'm spending about $8,000 a month on my heating and cooling bills, and they can get that down to about $1,000 a month if I install these AC mini splitters. These units, they go into the walls. Each unit goes into the wall of each room. So they're about $1,000 a piece, and this is gonna conserve me so much energy that I'm gonna be able to save so much money. And so I need to get a loan. I don't have $26,000 just laying around.
You say you're getting, they're about $1,000 a piece, he says. So it sounds like you're looking for some equipment. Is that right?
Yeah, like I said, I'm installing these units.
Okay. Now, are you looking to be getting some new units, or are these going to be used?
Well, if I could find somebody selling them out the back of a Walmart or something, that would be great. I'm sure I could get a big discount, but I'm buying them from Direct Supply. I don't know if you ever heard of Direct Supply. They're pretty big.
Sure. Okay. So you mentioned that you're going to be saving quite a bit of money. What was your expected return on investment for this for these equipments?
Well, from the energy audit, I'm spending $8,000 a month now on my heating and cooling expenses, and it's supposed to reduce my cost for these units down to $1,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to save me about $7,000 a month.
Wow, that's quite a bit.
Mm-hmm, you telling me.
Yeah, just over. It's about $84,000 a year.
Well,
so, yeah. So have you, when are you thinking of getting these? When do you need it by?
Hell, son, at $7,000 a month, I'm trying to get these in ASAP. I already talked to Direct Supply, so they have them for me, and, you know, I just need to get them.
Yeah.
I need a loan for them.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to take care of the labor myself. I'll pay for that. But I just need a loan. So what I'm trying to get at is, what kind of rate are you going to give me? What kind of terms are we talking here?
Yeah, no, definitely. Well, I mean, like I said, we got a few programs. I mean, with this, when it comes to this, it's going to depend upon what you look like on paper. With our rates with equipment, it starts typically in the mid-single digits.
I look good on paper.
Excellent, excellent. Now, you mentioned the vendor you're using. Sounds like you got a pretty good relationship with them. Did you have a quote Do you have a quote from them or an invoice?
Yeah, I got a quote. They're $1,000 a piece.
$1,000 a piece. Okay. And what I think we should get started with is I'll need to send you an app. So what we know, this way we can figure out what you look like on paper. Mm. Okay. Now, did you apply for any of their in-house financing or?
In-house financing.
Mm-hmm. With the company that you were talking to, Direct?
Direct Supply?
Mm-hmm.
No, they don't offer financing.
Okay, I gotcha. So how's the credit for you? Are you looking at somewhere in the middle, good, bad?
Oh, I'd say my credit's good.
Good, good, definitely. We got programs. I work with all credit tiers from A to D, so. Have you ever financed
for them? I want one of them A credit tiers.
Yeah, we got you. Have you ever financed with any equipment before, Rowdy?
Well, I mean, yeah, I financed the computers,
mm-hmm.
and I financed my phone system,
mm-hmm.
and I financed those vans. We got to take them drug addicts and them drunks all around
yeah.
to all these meetings, you know.
Mm.
So I'm able to finance them through the business.
Yeah. What was the you know. Were you at the process that they brought you in? I mean, how was that? How was the process with that when you financed those?
Oh, when I financed the trucks, it was fine. Mm-hmm. You ever bought a car? No problem.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Takes a few hours. You know, you're sitting there. They're trying to sell you all sorts of things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fireproof floor mats and such. Like,
yeah. They try to get you. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I know, that's right.
Yeah. Well, the great thing here at Bank of Cardiff, we got to match your B policy. So.
Oh,
well, yeah. That's right. So I shoot that app over to you, and then you send that information back to me. I'll send it right over to my underwriting. Just out of curiosity, what will happen if you don't get these pieces? I mean, it sounds like you'll be paying quite a bit per month.
Well, if I don't get them now, I've been living, you know, I ain't gonna go without a business.
Right.
I've had my business 4 years. I just found an opportunity through this energy audit. Sounds mm-hmm. like something Obama started, if you ask me. But
sure.
Anyway, I'm gonna be saving $7,000. So, you know, if you don't give me the finance, and I'm sure I'll find it. But either way, worst case scenario, I'll just save up for it.
Mm. No. Yeah, I hear you. Like I said, I mean, we got a program that sounds like a good fit for you. I mean, equipment financing is probably the best fit. Mm-hmm. A little bit of info I just got to gather to see what we can do for you. Let me go ahead and send an app along with a short list of documents I'll need. I'm only going to need a one-page app, 4 months mm-hmm. of bank statements, and most recent tax return. Yeah, well, it's typically 6 months, but since you're going equipment, you know, we can get away with 4 months. What's a good email for me to shoot over the app to?
All right, it's bigrowdy at mm-hmm. gmail.com. You got Gmail over there?
We sure do.
Okay.
Awesome. So what's a good time for me to follow up with you, Rowdy?
Well, you call and give me that rate tomorrow anytime. You never know what's going on with these patients of ours, so if
absolutely.
I don't answer, you know, I'll get back to you when I got time. It's a full-time job with these knuckleheads.
I hear that. You must be a busy guy.
I'm pretty busy, you know. I got 8 kids, and when I get home, it's another madhouse, you know.
8 kids, Rowdy. Woo.
Eight kids.
Wow. Must be hectic at home. Well, it's been great talking to you. Once I get everything together, once you get everything together, I send to you, go ahead and email or fax that on over to me. Whatever's easier for you. As soon as I get it, I'm going to shoot that straight over to my underwriting right away, and I'm going to get you that answer you're looking for in 24 hours.
What was your name?
My name's Matthew.
All right, Matthew. I'll keep an eye out on the computer. I'll probably get my emails later. You know, I don't have time to be checking my emails all day, you know?
I'll follow up with you. Make sure you got that email if I don't hear back from you soon enough. This way we can get those units to you, and you can start saving that money that Obama took us, took, uh, made easier for you and businesses like yours.
I don't know if Obama's making business easier. That's another topic. That's for another day. But don't be sending no emails to my spam. You send it right to my normal inbox, okay?
Absolutely. Will do.
I don't want to be hunting for it in my spam box, you know?
Mm-mm. Yeah. No, I'm going to make sure it gets right to you, directly to you. And I look forward to hearing back from you soon, and we'll get you taken care of. You're in good hands with us.
All right. We'll see, Matthew.
Sounds good, Rowdy. It's a pleasure.
All right. You have a good one.
Bye.